then social ills supported by religions, discrimination to women. In the whole country, there was no religion that given due place for women to practice a religion. According to them, women are very dirty and they are not suitable to enter into a place of worship. Even today in India, there are certain places where women are not allowed. So the Buddha had a very big battle. All the other religionists come against the Buddha for giving full freedom, first time in the human history, for women to enter into the holy order. You can understand how difficult it is even today. At the end of the 20th century, even in the West, Christian church against this. They say, still women are not capable, not qualified to enter into the holy order. What the Buddha has done nearly 3,000 years ago. At the beginning, he pretended that he is reluctant for women to understand the difficulty of that way of life. Later he has given full freedom for women to enter into the holy order, not only to practice religion, but enter into the holy order to perform all the religious duties and responsibilities. That is the remarkable contribution the Buddha has done to humanity.
多少的宗教造成了社会的罪恶啊，想想看当时的印度，所有的宗教都轻视鄙视女性，不准女性进入庙堂里头，认为女性是肮脏的，是不神圣的。即使在今日的印度某一些地区，女性仍然不能够进入庙堂之中。可是3000年前，佛陀竟然能够像当时传统的做法加以否定，加以挑战，承认女性也跟男性一样具有同等的地位，同等的能力，可以接受女众来出家。我们在20世纪末的今天，西方国家仍然不准女性成为基督教的神职人员。可是诸位想想看，3000年前的佛陀就已经允许女众不仅是修持佛法，同时可以加入僧团。在一开始的时候，佛陀呢，他表示不太乐意来接受女众加入僧团，那是要让当时的女众来体会这是这么困难的一件事情，这个是这么难得的一件事情，出家加入僧团是多么难得的事啊，要他女众来珍惜。后来呢，他就容许了女众加入僧团。想想看，人类的历史上有哪一个宗教师，哪一个宗教像佛陀像佛教一样一体对待一切的众生。
One day, King Pasenadi Kosala was talking to the Buddha. Somebody came and whispered something to the king's ears. And the king's face became very sour. The Buddha was watching. Then the Buddha asked, "Why? What happened to you?" "Sir, I heard a very bad news." "What is that?" "My queen was expecting a baby. I thought it must be a baby boy. But just now I heard it was a baby girl. I am very unhappy about that." Then the Buddha said, "Why do you worry about that? Do you know, girls are better than women, but not always. Girls are better than women," the Buddha used this word. "Do you know the rulers who rule the country, nurtured, produced, developed by a mother, by a woman? If women can do such wonderful things, why do you think they are very low?" He consoled the king. Again, in another place, you can see this in Buddhism. Naso sabvesu thanesu puriso hoti pandito ittipi pandita honti. Man should not think man is the only wise person in this world. Woman also wise. This teaching you can find in Buddhism.
Yo,一天，祭祖国的国王波斯匿王。 他听到他的皇后生了一个女孩子，面有难色。佛陀就问波斯匿王说：“你伤心什么呢？”这波斯匿王就回答：“我本来以为我的皇后会给我添个男孩子的，哪里晓得我现在接到了消息，她竟然生了一个女孩子。” 佛陀就对着这个波斯匿王讲：“生个女孩子有什么不好呢？女孩子还比人类来得好啊！你想想看，世间的转轮圣王，世间的一切统治者，哪一个不是由女性所怀孕、所生产、所养育、所教养出来的呢？你想想看，这样子女性。” 不是很尊贵的吗？佛陀就用这句话使得波斯匿王宽怀。在经典另有一个地方，佛陀他警告这些男众们说：“你们千万不要以为只有男人才是智者，千万不要以为世间男人是唯一的。” 智者，宇宙有很多，也同样都可以成为智者的。
Another highest contribution that the Buddha has done is when human beings were divided into four groups as high caste and low caste, supported by their religions. It is mentioned in their religious book in Sanskrit. Chatur Varnam Maya Drishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasa. In Bhagavad Gita, their God says, there are four group of people, Kshatriya, Brahmana, Vaishya, Shudra, four. So Brahmana, Brahmins, are belong to highest. They are the priest, they are the master, they are the teacher, they are the gurus, they are everlasting masters in that country. Others are very low. God created them from the God's mouth. Then again, kshatriya, rulers, warriors, created by the God from his shoulder to fight, to protect the country. Another group, created by the God from his stomach, wiser for trade and business to work. Their duty is that. And the last group was created by the God from his feet, very low. Forever they remain as scavengers, laborers, coolies. They are regarded as low caste people. Anything touched by them, high caste people never eat, never allow enter into a temple, into their houses. They cannot take water from their well when they are thirsty. If they touch, the high caste people cannot drink water from that well. When this discrimination was going on, the Buddha, having seen this unfortunate situation, what he did? He ordained scavengers, laborers and so-called low-caste people as monks and allowed the kings and the ministers to come and pay respect to them because they do not know who these monks are. And this is the way how he tried to abolish the caste discrimination in that country. So, in various discourses, one day, this is a very interesting incident, the Buddha visited a house. There was a very stingy Brahmin, high class. When he was preparing some religious services and preparing food for offering, he was standing with his arms balled. This man was very angry, scolded him, saying, "You are a mundaka, you are a vasalaka." Mundaka means bull-headed, scolding. "You are belong to low caste. Don't come. Get out." Then the Buddha asked, "My dear friend, do you know the real meaning of low caste? Who is belong to low caste?" He said, "No, I do not know." Then the Buddha said like this. This is very interesting. Yo brahmanam va samanam va bhattakale upattite rocheti vacha nachadeti tanjanya vasalo iti. Whenever a religious man come to a door, come to a house, the householder of that house, without offering something for that man to eat, chase him away by scolding and accusing, and he is belong to low caste. Then he realized. He accepted what the Buddha said. This is the way how he tried to abolish this caste system. This is another contribution that the Buddha has done.
佛陀另一项伟大的贡献, 就是打破种姓阶级的歧视制度。 这也是宗教所 制造出来的。波罗门教的宗教支持了这种种姓阶级的信念，在他们的梵文经典里面这么说：世间人可以分为波罗门、刹帝利、吠舍、索陀罗四个阶级。 波罗门是一切众生里头地位最高的，因为他是神的嘴巴所生出来的，他掌握了祭祀的权利，掌握了人间的特权，他是世间最高等的人。刹帝利种就是国王。 武士是由神的金榜生出来的，他们的任务就是来保护国家。第三个阶级吠舍是从神的肚子生出来的，他们的工作就是来做农夫，来做生。 一人来赚钱，维持生活的。第四种 最低贱的阶级就是贱民所托罗，是从神的脚生出来的，他们一辈子都是为人奴隶，做苦工，永无翻身之地，甚至于不能够进入其他种姓的家里，不能够进入庙堂里面去祭拜，不能够喝井里的水。井里的水抹一口井，如果被一个索陀罗一个贱民喝过的话，那其他的贵族是绝对不会喝的，因为他们认为这口井的水已经被污染了。这个就是婆罗门宗教所支持的、所创造出来的种姓阶级制度。佛陀为了打破这一种歧视，有一天他走进一个婆罗门家，那个婆罗门正忙着在准备贡品，准备祭祀的东西，想要祭拜婆罗门神。他一看到佛陀进来，就大声的喝骂他：“滚出去！你是一个贱种，你给我滚！”佛陀笑笑的对那个波罗门说：“你知道什么叫做贱种吗？贱种的意思就是，当一个修行人来到某一户人家，而这个某一户人家不供养他食物，反而责骂他，反而喝骂他，反而要驱逐他的时候，这个人呢才是贱种。”由此我们可以知道，佛陀呢，他想尽办法，他用这种方式来打破种姓阶级的制度。还有呢，他有首先就替一位贱民来剃度，让他成为出家僧众。一出家之后，佛陀呢又命令当时的国王向这位出家的僧众礼拜恭敬。佛陀就用这种方式来提高贱民的地位，来打破种姓的歧视。他要所有人都能够处于这种平等的地位。
The Buddha has not given any belief, any concept, saying this has come down from heaven, given by the God, or come down from Nirvana. He never teaches the Dharma without allowing people to think. There is no such teaching in the Buddha. 45 years, when you study the way how he preached, always by giving the way or encouraging people to think. Take for instance, one day when he was sitting at the bank of a river with a group of disciples, he saw a piece of wood, a log floating in the water. Then he said, "Can you see that piece of wood?" "Yes." "What do you think, actually, what will happen to this piece of wood?" Then they have to think. Then some of them said, "When this one was floating, some people may take home and cut into pieces and use as firewood." He said, "Yes, quite possible." Another group said, "If there is an island on the way, this can be landed on that island." He said, "Yes, quite possible. Another group said, when more and more water or into this boat, it may sink to the bottom. Yes, quite possible. Another group said, this may reach to the sea. Yes, possible. And now you can understand how he allowed them to think. And then he started. Do you know, our life is exactly like that piece of wood. Uncertainty. Because you could not give single opinion. Different people have different opinions. All are right. Therefore, today, no one can say actually what will happen to this life at any moment. And this is his way of teaching.
佛陀在他45年的弘法生涯里头，从来没有要他的弟子盲目的相信任何的一件事，他总是鼓励弟子们来思维，他总是指导弟子们怎么样子去研究去探索。比如说有一次他带领着一群的弟子坐在一条河流的岸边，河里面正好有一根木头在那边漂浮着，他就问他的弟子，你们想想看啊，这根木头将来会有什么样的后果呢？有一些弟子就说，这个木头啊，流下去之后有人会把它捡拿去，然后劈成柴当做柴火来烧。有一些人说，这个木头啊往下流流下去会搁浅在浅滩之上岛屿之上。有一些弟子这么说，这个木头啊也许啊时间久了它就会沉到河里面去，河底下去。还有一些弟子啊就说，这个木头流啊流，一定最后流到大海里面去。佛陀对他的弟子说，你们所说的都是对。佛陀允许他的弟子各自去思维，各去去探究。佛陀告诉弟子说，我们的人生啊就像这根木头一样，充满了不确定的因素。我们人生是这么样的飘忽无常啊，谁晓得哪一个时刻我们的人生会有什么样的遭遇呢？谁晓得什么时候我们会发生什么样的事情呢？佛陀啊就是用这种方式让人弟子去思维，而不是单纯盲目的相信而已。
Our topic is why do we practice Buddhism? We are Buddhist just because we were born in Buddhist families. I am a Buddhist because I was born in a Buddhist family. If I were born in a Christian family or Muslim family, by this time, I will be preaching Christianity or Islam. So, by birth, actually no one can get any religion by birth. Religions come later. Take for instance, we separate children. One from Buddhist family, one from Christian family, one from Muslim family, and keep them separately without allowing them to mix up with their family members. They will grow, they do not know what is religion, what is Islam, what is Buddhism. Because religions come to them from their parents or elders or relatives or friends later. And some others use a method to convert, to drag others into their religions, saying,
others are sinners because they have original sins. That is a very nice joke. I don't know whether you like it or not. I like to tell it. It's a joke. We have become sinners because Adam and Eve have eaten forbidden fruit. One joker says, if Adam and Eve were Chinese, we will never become sinners. I don't know whether you can understand this joke. If, I think those who have read Bible can understand, Satan or the devil appears as a snake before they eat forbidden fruits. So if Adam and Eve were Chinese, they will roll up that snake, not the forbidden fruit. Then we will be free from the original sin.
We今天的讲题是为什么我们要修持佛法？我们是佛教徒，因此我们修持佛法。我们为什么是佛教徒呢？绝大部分的人都是生在佛教的家庭。如果我是生在基督教或者是回教的家庭里头，现在我必然是在宣讲圣经或者是回教的可兰经。我们信仰佛教是因为祖先的关系、亲友的关系，或是其他传统的关系，使得我们来信仰佛教的。这种生而为佛教徒，其实是没有多大的意义。我们人总是先生出来，然后呢，受到家长的影响，让我们没有机会去接触其他的宗教，因此没有办法去理解其他宗教的意涵。我们总是把佛教的小孩子让他尽量不接触其他的宗教。第二种信仰宗教的原因是由于某一些宗教徒去说服、去劝服其他人来感信他的宗教，因为他们认为这些人都是罪人，都带有原罪。原因就是圣经里面这么样记载：亚当、夏娃偷吃了禁果，因此呢，每一个人都有原罪。有一个笑话，我不知道诸位是否喜欢这个笑话，可是我讲出来来供诸位当参考。这个笑话说，如果啊，亚当、夏娃是中国人的话，那么我们绝对不会有原罪的。为什么呢？因为在圣经里面这么样的记载，撒旦他出现的时候，首先是以蛇的样子出现，如果是中国人的话，必然是先把蛇给吃掉，因此呢不会吃禁果，也就不会有原罪了。
Other religionists try to condemn us as sinners, therefore we must be converted into their religion. To them we are sinners, we go to hell. The uniqueness in the Buddha's teaching, here you can understand. Buddhism or the teachings of the Buddha never condemn the followers as sinners that they go to hell. Other religionists never allow their followers to listen to some other religious teaching, to read some other religious book, to step into a place of worship of another religion. Forbidden. It is a sin. They go to hell if they do that. But Buddhism never introduced this kind of ridiculous, silly ideas to mislead people. Buddhism encouraged people to study other religions, listen to others, respect others. Puja cha puja niyanang etang mangala muttamang, the sayings of the Buddha. Respect those who are worthy of respect. Whether they are belong to your religion or another religion makes no difference. If you think they are worthy of respect as Buddhist, you can respect. You can respect Jesus Christ. You can respect Prophet Muhammad. You can respect Krishna or Rama. Nothing wrong. That is why people say Buddhism is a gentle religion, never ridicule others.